Welcome back to the Sports Project Radio Show, a new addition to the show, the Athletico Fantasy Sports Injury Update. Very interesting for you fantasy football lovers. We are in our Sarah Honda Service Studios this morning. I'm your host, Steve Project, the sports professor. My executive producer today is MLB, Mike Baruta. On our Chick-fil-A South guest line, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the Sports Project Radio Show, physical therapist at Athletico, Jody Blake. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, huh?
And to you also.
Yeah, so usually around this time, on my brain, my clock, I start thinking about New Year's resolutions. Obviously, you blow it during Thanksgiving with way too much apple pie, way too much pumpkin pie. We had both, by the way, so the diet thing went right, you know, right as bad as it can get. And then obviously the potatoes and all the starches and that sort of thing. So it was a cool day with great food, but you start thinking about heading into the Christmas season here, not wanting to put on weight. So you start to think about some exercise regimens. Usually it can result in committing to starting running. And so you wanted to talk today about that endurance person or the people who are going to have an eye towards getting involved in endurance. What kind of tips do you have for them?
So this is a great time of year for, especially in Michigan, this is a great time of year for a lot of our endurance athletes to start thinking about their off season and rehabbing those injuries, which at Athletico, we can definitely help with them and looking at them. Doing some video analysis on their gait or their running, as well as even talking with them about other aspects of training. So doing some cross training in the off season. Lots of our endurance athletes, we get very much into the cardio aspect of those, but we kind of forget about the strength training and, you know, that core workout, which is so important for just your base when you're getting ready to do all those endurance sports. So, you know, we can help and answer some of those questions, as well as talk about those things to improve their upcoming season, so hopefully they can avoid injury come springtime when we're all ready to get back out and hopefully keep off that holiday weight gain that we were just mentioning.
Luckily, except for one day in there, we had snow on the ground, and it stuck for a little while, for about a few hours, and then it dissipated and rain came. And so the ability for people to get out and run today is a beautiful sunny day. It's crisp outside, but it's really conducive to wearing some layers and getting out and running on the pavement. But as the snow starts to come, which I think this week is when we're going to start seeing some, because it will be December in Michigan, people might want to make the transition into the gym. The gyms are open, and get on the treadmill to run distances. What are the perils of that?
So different ideas with different surfaces. So, you know, as with any surface, it can cause increased injury. So, you know, we see different injuries in people based on whether they're trail running, cement, or on the treadmill. A treadmill can be a nice change for people because it does tend to be a little softer surface than, say, your sidewalks and asphalt. But as with anything, it can change their gait. So some people can all of a sudden get injuries that maybe they don't normally have. So, you know, just really thinking about your different surfaces and starting slow, just as with anything else, and incorporating some of those other things that we just mentioned, such as weight training and core training with that. And again, we can talk about all those things at Athletico Physical Therapy and helping out with patients, you know, with a free assessment and being able to talk to them about what might be the best fit. Some of our clinics actually have what they call Alter G treadmills, which, you know, will unweight you and allow you to start if you do have an injury and getting back into your running, as well as, you know, doing some of those other activities. You know, might an elliptical be more appropriate for your off-season training and rehabbing those injuries you had during the fall?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. I think the aggressive, you know, really dedicated athlete has some flaws because the runner wants to get out and run. And the basketball player wants to get on the court and just begin to run up and down with a mentality of, I don't really need to warm up. And those are some big mistakes, especially for the runner. So planning is important. Paying attention to some sore spots and some injuries is important. Stretching, I mean, it's been preached forever that you should stretch. The aggressive athlete's going to stretch too hard, right?
Correct.
So what is,
correct,
how do you stretch properly? So I mean, we got to get really people back to basics.
Yep, we're really wanting people to do a good warm-up, and runners are notorious for not wanting to warm up. We just kind of go out and do it. But really getting a nice dynamic warm-up. So we don't want to hold static stretches initially, because that can actually cause injury if we're holding static stretches too long beginning. At the end of your workout, very appropriate for those long hold stretches that we typically like to do. But initially, when you're just warming up, you just want to get the muscles and blood flow pumping, getting out there and doing gentle movements to get your body prepared for that running. And then going into your workout, and then cool downs are just as important as the warm up. So bringing your body back down to its baseline, and then going into your deeper stretching and thinking about the cold weather, as you said. I mean, today is gorgeous. I went out for a run this morning myself. And yeah, a couple layers, but you know, I enjoy running in the winter too. So looking at that, you know, proper layers and shoe wear, do you need like, you know, spikes, or do you put on a Yak Tracks and maybe you do more walking? But you know, really thinking about your equipment also, as well as that warm up, cool down, all those things are really important.
So trying to slow down, not the body, slow down the mind a little bit of this aggressive type A road warrior person, which I would throw myself into that category. Number one, warm up properly and stretch properly. Do not bounce hard. Do not hold those stretches hard, but just take a few, and it's not an hour, take a few minutes, right? It's not a time-consuming thing, because I think the type A athlete thinks it's going to take up, you know, 15 minutes of my running time. No, it's really not. It's a five-minute thing, right?
It is. It's really only a five-minute thing to properly warm up and just get that body prepared. And mental is just as important as the physical aspects when you're doing endurance sports. In fact, most endurance sports, everyone has the physical piece down. It's usually the mental piece that they have to really work on for the end of their race. But yeah, all those things are extremely important when we're doing it. And at Athletico, we really try to talk through the whole body so that you can meet your goal. I'm really talking about the importance of all those things: warm up, cool down, how to recover, different options if you do get an injury. So we try to cover that whole parameter of what you might be doing with your race.
Yeah, and the other thing, with people working at home and sitting in crummy chairs, the posture injuries really take place.
Oh,
neck,
posture,
shoulders, arms, your tailbone. Getting there's nothing funnier than watching somebody get a Charlie horse sitting in a chair at a table, but it's not funny, you know, where you got to point that toe out and you got to, it like kills you. But the other missing thing that people come up short on is drinking water on the front end and the back end of the workout.
Correct. Really hydrating yourself is very important. And posture is key. Posture and form during your activity that you're doing, as well in your off times. And with us being home more, we get caught up in our work and our children, and we forget to do those things. So it's really important to take that time to, you know, take care of yourself, because you're not really good at taking care of anyone else if you haven't taken care of yourself. So, you know, definitely hydrating frequently through the day and before your activity, and then doing those things, taking frequent breaks, even from sitting. Most of us don't think that we need breaks from sitting. That seems like a break, but your body really needs that change of position to engage your mind, as well as to get blood flow going. So changing position frequently, and just not getting in those static positions for too long, can help you get through your work day so that you can enjoy your sport.
So Jody Blake, Athletico Physical Therapy, 5 locations in the greater Grand Rapids area. Virtual appointments now with COVID, being able to talk on the computer, on your phone, with people virtually, with FaceTime or whatever mechanism you want to use. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, coming up next.